Hello.
Hey, Kendra, this is Joe here again.
Hi.
All right, so I was just going through your reform. All right, and where did it go? Oh, there it is. All right, okay. So you guys are looking for who is the target audience, like fire departments, SARS teams, RCMP, industry, adventure, community. All right, so the website is rescuecanada.ca, and the colors that you guys want is blue, red, and white, same colors as shown in our logo. Is it okay if we can go ahead and use some different colors?
Absolutely.
All right, okay.
I just put the answers that my manager put down, but I would love to see other colors.
All right, okay, well, top three competitors, Raven Rescue. Let me just go and check who Raven Rescue is. First, let me just go ahead and check on it. Is it Raven RSM? Rescue Safety Medical?
Let me just check to make sure.
Okay. Is it the
Yes.
one that's provided by your manager?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So their website is, again, built on WordPress. All right, that is Rescue Safety Medical, Raven Equipment. You guys are doing the same thing, correct?
Yes.
All right, okay. Well, some of their products are on, just give me a minute. Price on request. Some of the products are price on request, the big ones. All right, and the training. And all. So you see, their website's still built on WordPress, but it's much more better than the one we have right now. All right, so TNT Work and Rescue. Let me open that as well. Workandrescue.ca. All right, home products. Well, website is built on WordPress. All right, and just give me a minute. Products. Brand, clearance, status, connect. Okay. I'm just going through their website to see how can we go ahead and what are the pain points for them that we can beat them. All right, so we can, Rescue Canada needs to be the one and only in all of Canada where people come and buy products or have training from. All right, okay, and the third one, Swift Water Safety Institute. All right. You do have time, right? It's not like that I'm
No, no, sorry.
getting
I
bored.
do.
Okay.
No. I'm just waiting for my internet to load as well.
Internet, who knows? Getting slower than usual. All right.
Can't even open their website. What the heck?
My internet is literally dead. I don't know why. Isn't it happening on your end as well?
No, I can't open their website at all.
Well, same here. I think both of our internet is dead.
Well, that's so weird. Let me see if I can open it.
Swift Water Safety Institute. I think their website is dead. It's not
I
our
think so,
internet.
because I can open all the other ones.
Yes. It's just that one is not working, so yeah, I suppose their website died. Rest in peace. All right. Okay. All right, okay. Well, the Raven one, Raven RSM services, standby rescue plans and everything about it, you guys are doing the same thing.
Yes. They are our literal competition, and they're in the same location as us as well. So.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, it's going to be good.
I mean, we like some aspects of the website, but we do know we can do better.
Well, we sure can. We can go ahead and beat their website pretty easily.
Great. I love that.
I suppose that their website is using a theme. I can even tell you the theme, what theme they're using right now. Yes. I can actually tell you what version of theme they're using and when is their next upgrade. Yes. Because, you know, themes are not the work we do. All right, themes, we literally run away from themes because themes can
right.
be easily hacked. And, you know, because it's a theme, it was built like a website template, you can say.
Right.
And might be used by, like, hundreds of websites. You never know. So do you get it? Like,
yeah.
If it's being customly designed, then, of course, it will be a different thing. Like, no one ever used before. No one has that kind of an idea before. All
right? Right.
So, but the themes, you know, are not a good choice, to be really honest. What if someone else, the Ravens, are, you know, getting their website revamped, and they're like, oh, Rescue Canada is using a theme. All
right? Right.
That won't be putting us in a good position. If they're using, oh my God, Rescue Canada is using a customly designed website. That's not, you know, that's not a thing.
Yeah.
We can't do it. So we'll better let them win it. All right. So at the TNT, I suppose they're using a team as well. I can even tell you their team as well.
Okay.
Yes. The name of the team is Shopkeeper, by the way.
Okay.
Yes, that's Shopkeeper, the name of the team. And the Ravens one, the name of the team is Raven Rescue. That's
okay.
The name of the team.
Okay.
All right, so yeah. So onto the website. Well, they're a pretty easy website to beat. I can tell you that. All right. What payments would you like to use on the website? Like, what kind of payment module would you be like to use on? Like PayPal, Square, Stripe, which one?
We usually just do credit cards. I don't know if that's a thing that we can do.
A credit card? How do
you
use a credit card on a website? Now, let me check on your website, Rescue Canada.
We can't use.
Because
you have to
direct
call
bank.
In.
Oh, you can call in and then you can take on the credit card information over the phone? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Yeah. That's what we are doing currently.
But are you guys PCI compliant?
Well, we would like to do it automatically, yes, on the website.
Well, that would be a better choice because if you're taking – are you guys PCI compliant?
I'm not sure all the details.
Okay, because, you know, if you're taking any kind of card information over the phone, and if it's recorded, then, of course, you need to be PCI compliant to take down the card information.
Okay.
Yes.
I mean, I'm sure we are. I just don't know all the details.
That's okay. I'm just giving you the information so you know, all right?
Perfect, thank you.
Let everybody else know about it if they're using any kind of thing. You know, spreading knowledge is better because our job is not just to go ahead and create a website. It's about giving our clients the service and the knowledge about it as well.
So what did you say it was called? What compliance?
PCI, that I will provide to you.
Okay.
Yes, because we're affiliated with them. So we usually, if the client doesn't have it, then we go ahead and let them, get it done for them.
Okay. Oh, before I forget, I did speak to my manager. Mm-hmm. And the reason why we went with Shopify is some guy that worked for us decided that it was better, and he just went ahead and purchased it and started working on it. And that's the extent of our knowledge of why he's trying to switch to Shopify. So if WordPress, in your opinion, is better, we would love to see the magic you can work with.
With WordPress, we can even create a whole magic show. But with just the Shopify, it's just a magician that we are. We cannot create our own show. But with WordPress, we can create our own show. Yes.
Perfect. I love custom.
Yes, because why? Shopify uses themes and templates. All right, but
okay.
WordPress itself is, you know, customly designed, because a lot of WordPress comes with themes as well, but we do not prefer themes because it could be easily hacked. Because it's not coded,
okay.
It's just a theme. It's like a house that is pre-built. You just go in and live into it. And then you leave,
okay.
And someone else gives it rent, and they go and live into it. It's like that one. There is a developer who created
mm-hmm.
a skeleton of a website, and he put it on sale. So whoever buys
mm-hmm.
it, they can go ahead and use it. That's how it is. So
okay.
I would never suggest you to go for a theme or Shopify, right? Because you
okay.
pay a recurring monthly fee to it as well. All right? And plus, they will not give you the ownership of the website. If you do not pay them a month, if you due them a month, they will take down the website, the whole website.
Wow.
Yes. Because it's a recurring cycle that they go by. You pay them, they keep on, you know, extend your time. You pay them, they extend
okay.
your time. If you don't pay them, they just go ahead and close down the whole website. Then you have to go ahead and recreate it from scratch again. Pay the same
oh,
amount.
Oh, wow, okay.
Again. Yes.
And WordPress is different?
WordPress is better. Like, WordPress is different.
Okay.
All right. Yes, it's a better platform.
Okay.
Yes. So it would be much more better for you to go for WordPress. You can see, because I do believe seeing is believing, Kendra, that
mm-hmm.
we're going to go ahead and provide you with some mock-ups and everything about it, all right? You'll be given, like, 2 mock-ups for your website. So you can actually
Perfect.
See that this is not being theme or anything like that. It's a custom design.
Okay.
Yes. It's a one-time
Perfect.
Thing. Yeah. It's better for you guys. Like, it could run for you for, like, even 20 years, even. And even you get the
I
you guys
it.
Get the chance to go ahead and, you know, edit it by yourself as well.
Perfect. I love it.
Yes. Well, just to give you suggestions, just to give you recommendations, I'm all ears. Just to go ahead and provide you with all of the things for you guys.
Okay.
So we can be better than Raven, and we can be better than TNT, where I can rescue.
I love it.
Plus, you know, they are, you know, right in front of you guys. So, yeah, we have to beat them.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we do.
So you guys are, like, right in front of each other or some blocks away? How is it?
Oh, I don't know where their exact office is in the city, but they are in the same city as us.
It's Raven
Rescue. I'm pretty sure. Yeah, Raven Rescue. I'm pretty sure they're in the same city.
Raven Rescue.
Oh, no,
Rescue.
They're in Smithers. They're based out in Smithers, sorry. But they're in B.C. like us, and we're actually expanding internationally as well. Raven Rescue isn't. They're just B.C. wide. We're Canada wide.
Well, if you're going internationally, then that's a big step for you guys, right?
Yeah, we're in China, Norway, and Iceland right now.
You guys are in China?
Yeah, we made that jump, I think, 2 years ago.
So do you have a different website for China and stuff now?
I don't know how that whole international system works and what the deal is, like what the contract is with them. But if you need me to figure that out, I can figure that out for you as well.
I would love to hear that, because we just created a website that was, you know, if you open it from any other country, like if you're opening it from Spain, if you're opening it from Germany, the website will open in their language.
Okay, I love it.
Yes, it's called multilingual. Like, website,
okay.
If website catches the IP and, you know, changes language on it. Like, if it's
okay.
I'm opening in U.S., all right, or even in Canada, so the website will be in English. All right, but if I'm
okay.
opening the same website in, you know, in Asia or anything like that, or in Germany, in China, so the whole website will be in Chinese language only.
Okay, perfect. I will figure out, yeah, what the contract is and how we actually play a part in the international world for you.
Not a problem. We can surely go ahead and see what we can do best for you. All right, on to the brief form. do you know what CMS is, the content management system?
I don't. The manager said yes, so.
Okay. Not a problem, not a problem. And what is your position in your company? Like, are you a manager, are you?
Actually, well, I think, okay, sit down, please. I'm actually just doing all the odds and ends. Currently just social media manager. I just kind of took on this role because I'm working remotely because I'm a stay-at-home mom. So,
oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they gave me the responsibility of the website, so I'm starting to learn all these terms.
All right, well, that's not a problem. We can surely go ahead and see what we can do best. All right, I'm just giving
okay.
you the knowledge. All right. All right. All right. Well, the CMS is the content management system that we usually have once the website goes live. We provide our client with a CMS that is the back end of the website, so they can go ahead and access the website and, you know, change the websites, whatever they want to do and do the website, they can go ahead and do it. But once the website goes live, we go ahead and provide it to them then, because the CMS is created once the website goes live. Because it's all encoded. Anything about it? Yes. So that's how you can go ahead and change the all of the information onto the website as well.
Okay.
Yes. And then we go for the SSL integration required. This is a add-on if you want to go by that or not. It's all up to you. All right, because I would suggest it is a must-required thing for you guys because you guys are e-commerce space as well. And you guys are selling stuff online onto the website, all right?
Okay.
So that would be much more easier for you guys to go ahead and handle it out because people will be putting in their confidential information, such as their debit card and credit card information over there. So to make it more secure for people to, you know, be comfortable in putting in the information, that needs to be there, all right? And it will provide that Google. Yes. All right, so any preference platform, technology, my suggestion? WordPress. You guys are going for Shopify, but my suggestion would be to go by WordPress only.
Okay.
Because it gives you a free hand to go ahead and edit it as much as you want. All right.
Perfect.
Are there any specific requirements or preferences mentioned above? Not at the moment. Not a problem. All right. And list down below for all of the things that at home about courses, equipment, sales, rentals, repairs, special projects, and contact. So. In the courses will be Swiftwater, ICE, Helicopter, Boat, Rope, First Aid, Youth Programs, Online Learning, Courses, and Calendars. And in Shop, it will be Products and Equipment. And on About... go ahead.
It'll just be Equipment. Unfortunately, that was a mistake someone did. Or no, it'll just be Products. Because if you go on Equipment, it's our other services, which is Repairs and Rentals.
If I go into Equipment... it'll take me to...
there'll be three services. So sales, sales, repairs, and rentals.
It's taking me to sales, PPE, rentals, and services.
Yeah, so it's just a general overview of what...
you guys do, actually.
The addition. Yeah.
Okay. All right. It's just a kind of a summary type over here. Like, what do you guys do, actually?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And there's a repair and service form as well over there?
There is, yes.
Okay, let me just go ahead and open it and see where it takes me. Because I can see that there is a portal attached to this website as well that is taking me to a different third-party vendor. If I go out online learning, it's taking me, and if I go ahead and log in, it's taking me to a different model, that is the whole PHP. So there is a portal attached to this website.
Yes.
That is taking, and the database might be there as well. So, you know, all the information of the candidates and everything about it can be stored over there. So that is the reason your friend who's working for your website, for your business, for Rescue Canada for 11 years, she goes ahead into the website and takes out all of the information in a CSV file. And then She goes ahead and merges it all and then notes it down one by one. What if you can go ahead and automate it for her?
Yes, that'd be great.
So she's not spending like 11 hours a day just to go ahead, you know, merge everything.
And the worst part is that we can't do it 24/7 because someone needs to be in the office. So it's only Monday to Friday on office hours. So that's a huge disadvantage.
I know. You guys should hire a person only for doing that.
Yes, we really should.
I'm shocked by just listening to this because I think that your website was based on pretty old platform of WordPress. That is, I suppose, 5, and now we're working on 6. So yeah, 6.3, actually. So that's a pretty big jump that we need to take. And once you get the mock-ups for the website, you will be amazed to see what we can do.
Okay.
Yes, that will be a whole magic show, like, you know, magic everywhere.
I love it.
Well, if you want to go ahead, you know, make your managers proud, then of course I'll be there for you to go ahead and guide you and let you know about let you know about the best stuff. Or else they'll be like, oh my God, Kendra, you are a magician.
Right, because I'm the one who's doing all the back-end work.
Well, you get to know the back-end one. I'm pretty sure that you'll learn it yourself. All right, because there's a lot of things that we will go by, and because you're the only point of contact that we have, all right, so I'll go ahead and make sure that you're getting the knowledge of it as well. All right, so you know better than anyone. Like, you know, if anything goes down on the website, they know who to contact, Kendra.
Okay.
Yep. So, other than that, on the brief form, I can see there's an account login that will be used for the candidates to log in onto the website, of course. All right.
Yeah.
And there is a contact information. All right. And then there's a banner slider, content area, news and events widgets. You said no to that. So you guys will not be giving any kind of updates, blogs, or anything like that over the website, or no?
That I don't know. If you recommend to do it, because it's sure.
How would you guys market your brand and beat Raven?
We usually just do, it's a lot of word of mouth. We do go to a lot of trade shows. We work with a couple colleges and universities currently, so a lot of their students are returning clients all the time. We reach out personally to fire departments, SAR teams, RCMPs.
Go over to the fire departments and then, you know, distribute the brochures. Is that what it is?
We don't do brochures. We are currently in the works of building a booklet, like a marketing booklet that has a bit more details than a brochure. That's currently in the works right now.
Why not go ahead and get this whole website automated for you guys? So you get more traffic,
yes,
and you get more people to visit the website and, you know, get more business.
Yes, please. Anything to make it easier.
Yeah, because if you guys are going onto the fire departments and letting them know about yourself and giving them the interview and stuff and all like that, so of course it's time-taking, it's lengthier process. All right, and why not just go ahead and have people to, you know, just search you guys over there on Google, Yahoo,
absolutely.
Get your job done while just sitting over a laptop and just getting the traffic and getting people to know you more, getting inquiries and stuff and all through just a website.
Sounds good to me.
Sounds perfect to me. All right. Okay. The content area, you said no to that as well. Like, do you want to go ahead and use the same content that is already on the website, or do you want to change it?
We are going to have to change some of it. In terms of what, I don't know.
Need my guidance?
Yes. I need a lot of guidance.
Well, I'll guide you throughout with that. You won't be having any kind of issues with that, all right? You won't be facing any kind of issues, that is my promise over to you. All right? Because okay. Why? Because I, when I have a client, I take them as my own, right? And I make sure that their work is being taken care of on a priority basis. You're getting prompt replies. You're getting whatever the date has been given out to you. You guys are getting, you know, everything before the time that has been committed over to you guys. All right. So this is how I work. All right. I keep everything up to date. Even if I need more time to you guys, I will go ahead and ask, of course, because I'm not going to go ahead and keep you waiting for me to go ahead and reply your stuff and all. All right, so this is how I work. This is how Eddie works, absolutely. All right. Site search. What do you mean by site search?
That was my manager who put that, so I'm not sure what he meant by that.
Well, the site search means that if someone is searching something over the website, that's called a site search. Like, you know, there's a search bar over there on the website.
Oh, yes, yes.
If you come onto the website for workandrescue.ca, you'll see a search option over there. And if you search something on it, like rope, all right, all of the ropes come there.
Right.
That's what a search site is. Okay. Now,
yeah.
See? You got some information now.
Perfect.
All right, request information form. You said no. But I can see that if someone wants to get in contact with you guys, so there needs to be a form. There is a form, actually, that could be filled out. So that is called a research request form, request information form.
Okay.
So it is there, but I can see in the form it says no. So you guys don't want it no more, or how will that
No, work? we'll keep it. I think it was just a confusion where it's like there's contact information. For us, it's just a given that goes there. So we were wondering why is there a second one? But I guess, yeah.
All right. Okay. Blog feed. You guys don't need any kind of blogs, any kind of updates from you guys that you guys want to know your audience, want to know your clients about, or anything like that. You guys don't want the blog feed to be updated. Different kind of magazines, like a Rescue Canada over here in the market, and it's going to go ahead and beat Raven, and different kind of others one as well.
Yeah, we don't have a blog going on right now. We just have a monthly newsletter that goes out to our contacts. So that would be something we would put up. I think a blog would be something we would want in the future for sure. We just have no one to take care of that. Our team is so small. We have
nobody. Go ahead and take care of it.
Perfect.
All right. Okay, featured products. All right, we'll just leave that. Video gallery. You guys don't have any kind of videos while you guys are teaching any of your class students or any of your fire department training or anything like that? Because it could put in a good impact on your viewers.
Yeah, we have a lot of pictures, but we do have to be careful. There's a lot of we have to get consent from every single person in order to put pictures either on social media or website, which we do get their forms, so that's not an issue. Videos per se, all our videos are extremely updated, but we have a lot of pictures. And
not even one we can use on the website?
We have one video, we could use, for sure.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a good news.
We have one, like one actually decent one that I actually enjoy watching out of all of them.
Okay. All right. Well, what about the newsletter subscription option? You said yes to it. Like, how were you guys doing it before?
So essentially when they would come and take our courses, when they fill out their forms, like their consent forms and their liability forms, we ask them if they want to be subscribed to our newsletter, and then we manually put them in. It's a job and a half.
Okay. All right. All right. Well, shopping cart widget, of course, it will be there because it's an e-commerce store. So, yes, we can surely go ahead and, you know, get the shopping cart widget for you guys. All right.
Hey.
And social media icons, you said yes. What social medias are you using or what you be using?
So currently we don't use Twitter. We use Instagram, Facebook, and we do have a LinkedIn account. as well. I do not know our LinkedIn information, but I can get that for you.
If you could send the information. And who's managing it? You?
I'm currently managing Instagram and Facebook, but my manager is taking care of LinkedIn.
Okay, what if I tell you that, and how many, is it okay if I can search it for you guys? I can see?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Just give me a quick minute, okay? What is the? Is it the same logo that we have on website as on their social media?
Yes. So for Instagram, there are two accounts. There are two accounts because we had someone leave our company, and he provided us all the login information. So when we went to change it all over, the owner of the company did not keep his email with all the passwords, and so now we no longer have contact with him, so we can't access that social media anymore. Yeah, it's a whole thing. We can't take it down, so we created a new one, and we've been having trouble linking Facebook and Instagram together ever since. Actually, we've never been able to, even with our previous account.
You put a post like yesterday for a hypothermia.
Yep.
Got it. I see it now.
That's our current one.
That's your current one?
That's our new one, and that is the one that's going to stick.
Okay. All right. Okay.
Hopefully.
Got it. All right. Okay, well, you said you do not want Twitter, and you said Facebook feeds? No, but you do use Facebook.
We use Facebook, we use Instagram. We don't use Twitter just because I don't know how to use it. I've never learned how, and nobody in the company uses it, so.
It's just Facebook and Instagram then?
Yeah.
Okay, all right, and what about, you said no to Facebook feeds, so we will not be integrating Facebook onto the website? Is that what you're saying?
Sorry, repeat that?
On the Facebook feed, it says no. So you guys do want the Facebook feeds on the website or not? Like, people can actually see what's being updated on your social media for Facebook.
Oh, I wasn't sure about that, honestly.
Not a problem.
Is it something that's recommended? I don't know.
Well, I would recommend. It looks pretty awesome on the website. Like, people are not going onto your social media and finding out your page. They just stay on the website and look at your social media directly.
Oh, okay. Then great. That sounds good to me.
An external API, yes, we will be using different kind of APIs to be connected, like APIs are a bridge from one third party to the website, like if you're using any of the payment information, payment modules, like payment merchants, onto the website, then API will be required to go ahead and connect them with it because we cannot connect a bank directly to a website. All right, because the bank does not authorize any, none of the banks do. All right, okay. So detailed function requirements. Please mention the detailed function requirements of the application. Abandoned cart, like if there is a product in the cart. All right, and they go ahead, and leave it, and they forget it over there. So there is a notification for
Yes.
And the product in the cart. Okay.
I think I like that. I like that idea. I think it's, I don't know.
It's a pretty cool idea. Plug into track users. What do you mean by that?
So, you know how like Instagram, Facebook, you can track your users, see what they like, where they're navigating through your social media. Like, I'd like to see that with our website too, just to know where we're bringing in more traffic. Our current WordPress doesn't have it. I don't know why. I feel like that's something that people should know, so we know where to focus our attention, where we're, you know, where we're lacking.
Well, sure, we can surely look into that for you as well. All right, not committing anything to yet, but surely we have done something like that before. Yes.
Okay.
And I will recommend you some of the good things as well when we get onto that phase. All right,
okay.
That will be recommended from the experts and my side, because I'm a business consultant as well. So I will try my level best to go ahead, you know, provide you with the prep. All right, because the whole goal of this as well is to go ahead and create revenue so you guys can expand.
Yes.
All right, okay. Administrative area, newsletter, mobile responsiveness. Well, better than mobile responsiveness, I would suggest to go for liquid responsiveness. Because mobile responsiveness is just a, you know, standard mobile responsive that we do. But liquid responsiveness is a new thing that we do usually for our clients. It's an add-on if you want to go by that, but this is a suggestion from my side. Like, if even an iPhone 15 comes out, the website will not have to go through any kind of optimization. It will auto-adapt, all right, according to the screen size. All right?
Okay.
We like, because, you know, phones have different kind of resolutions, different kind of pixel size, all right, different kind of refresh rates, all right, like 120 and 90 hertz and stuff like that. So it can automate and update by itself automatically.
Okay.
Yes.
And you said that's an additional cost?
Yes, that is an add-on that we will let you know later on.
Okay.
Let's use mock-ups first, because I do believe in
things.
All right. Okay. SEO friendly. What do you mean by that, SEO friendly?
Let me. I'm not sure what he meant. Loki, hey, there's nothing there. Loki, enough. It's my dog. Sorry.
Well, I do have a dog. I got the sense that it might be a dog looking for something in a cupboard or something like that. Well, because that happens. Yes.
Yes.
And I even tell them that there's nothing there, but they still open the door and look at it, and there's nothing there. So I'm like giving them the face, like, I told you so.
Yeah, totally.
All right, well, SEO friendly, the content, I suppose that referred to the content, because SEO can be done on the content only. And because of SEO content, SEO can be done, because they both resemble to each other. So that would be a suggestion again, all right, because if you want to gain traffic, if you're going to go ahead and make your website more searchable on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, however you want to go ahead and do it, that comes under marketing.
Okay.
Yes. E-commerce will be there. Email marketing, that's a thing that we need to discuss later on.
Okay.
All right. And do you have any suggestions or idea requirements for the website? Your consultant is here. That will
I love it. Thank you.
I will be, you know, talking to you throughout with it, because Eddie will be the point of contact. And, of course, I will be there to go ahead and guide you with it every now and then on every step. All right? So I do have your brief form. I'm sending it over to Eddie so he can get it done for. So basically, the brief form is like, so our developers and designers can be on the same page. The developers know what they have to develop, and the designer knows what they have to design and what kind of quality that they have to design. So it will be a good quality website, all right, that I would get done for you, all right? That won't be a problem. So everything is all good. We're done with the brief and everything about it, and we're done with going through the brief as well and having all of the information that I needed from you, all right? So that won't be a problem. And how many employees do you have in your company, if I ask you?
Yeah, so we have
1,000.
No, gosh, no. No, I would say under 50. hang on. Let's see. In the office, we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 full-time staff in the office, and then there's my myself. That's remote. 2, 3. Okay, so like 8 of us pretty much in the office full time. And then we have all of our instructors that are scattered across Canada.
Okay. All right, all right. So you're in Canada or are you in U.S.?
Canada.
Got it, got it. All right. Okay, well, we're in our company, we have like 4 different floors, all right? And we do have sales team, we do have marketing team, we do have designers, developers, and then the managers that comes to me. All right.
Okay.
The CEO, you know, he lives somewhere else. You know, like all of the CEOs. All right.
Okay.
Yes. And we can surely go ahead and provide you with something that is extraordinary. And trust me, like workandrescue.ca or even Ravens cannot even compete with the website that we will be creating for you guys.
We look forward to seeing it.
Of course. All right. So what we can do is I'll send it over to Eddie. Eddie will provide you with a, you know, tomorrow is Thanksgiving. All right, so what I'll do is I'll get both of the things done for you. Within 24 to 48 hours of time, you will have a good mock, all right, that we will go through together as well with Eddie. All right, so whatever is being discussed, he knows it as well. All right, and get the job done for you guys as well. All right?
Okay.
And that's completely fine if we go ahead and recommend you something or we go ahead and suggest you something with it, right?
Okay.
Will that be all right with you guys?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, okay, all right. So, and the last question that I wanted to ask was that you mentioned something regarding the marketing plan that would be fantastic. So what kind of a marketing are you guys looking at, if I ask you?
I don't know what the marketing campaign or what their plans are right now.
If I ask
yeah,
you,
I have
you the one who came onto our website on Orbit?
No, so I accidentally stumbled upon you guys because I was on Shopify. I was trying to get someone to finish building our website, and I was on the Shopify bot, and they sent me directly to one of your agents. And
got it. Well, because we're affiliated with Shopify. Yes.
Oh.
We're affiliated with Shopify. Well, that is the reason they might have suggested, you know, us to you.
Okay.
Guys. All right. Well, that's how our website lets us know. It's done through marketing. That is how our website lets us know there is a person or a client on our website. So we go ahead and chat through that. And then people want to call if things work out. So that's our marketing.
Yeah.
That we go by usually. That's called PPC.
Oh, okay.
Yes. PPC, SEO, and social media marketing. And that's how we work, actually. We're affiliated with Google as well, so that's how we usually work out.
Okay.
Yes. We always try our best to go ahead and make sure that we make out the best, like investing it, some of the amount into it. Well, we usually spend almost like $10,000 on a monthly basis.
Wow.
Go ahead and get it. The blog. So I will let you know about all of the things in our next steps. All right, I will guide you through all of the steps as well. How, what we're going to do next, and how are we going to do it, and what is the best way to go ahead and go about it, okay?
Okay. So we should expect a mock-up then next week, what, Tuesday-ish? Monday,
by
Tuesday, or?
Friday.
Friday? Okay. Sounds good.
Sounds good, because you guys are done with the Thanksgiving, so yeah. We're not going to go ahead and
so next Friday, right? Or this Friday?
This Friday.
Oh, I thought you guys took Thursday, Friday off, so I was like, okay.
Well, you guys are done with them, you know?
Well, yeah, but you guys, I don't know.
Well, we're going to go ahead and
worry about people's holidays.
Well, we do, but we pay our clients. We are, you know, our teams a little extra if they're doing, you know, a hard job on it.
Yeah.
We will try our best. If it goes by Monday, of course, it will go by Monday, and if not, we will try our best to go ahead and deliver you by Friday.
Well, okay, not sounds great.
All right. Well, then, I'll take you off phone, and I'm pretty sure that you do have other things to do as well. All right, so I'm not going to go ahead and keep you over the phone. All right, and Other than that, if I do have anything, can I text you over the same phone number that I have, or is it a different one?
Yeah, no, absolutely.
It's the same one?
Same one is perfect.
Got it, got it. All right, so I'll go by that, and I'll let you know about it as well, okay?
All right, thank you.
No problem, all right? Well, you take care. If you have any kind of concerns, you can reach out to Eddie anytime.
Sounds great. Happy Thanksgiving.
Oh, you too. Like belated.
Thank you.
All right. Okay. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.